This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome to December 2019, y'all. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up on what we affectionately call World AIDS Fraud Day. And every December 1st, when we're broadcasting live, we've done some specials over the years with some of the stars of those who speak out against scientific fraud as it comes to this immune deficiency syndrome, which is real, but the cause is still in question all these years later. We're wrapping up the holiday weekend here. This is known as the Thanksgiving weekend. And one of the folks I have most gratitude for over the years, he's become a dear friend, John Rappaport. From time to time, we get together and we can do a whole hour together, and that's what's going to happen today. John Rappaport, welcome back from No More Fake News.
Happy Thanksgiving, Robert.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope it was okay where you are. I know things have shifted in your life over the last year or so, and I think about you often, my family, my wife. We just send our love and prayers to you all the time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, you know, the gratitude I have for you is because you've been speaking out and writing about the fraudulent aspects of the scientific community for many years when it comes to particularly the medical monopoly, pharmaceutical constructs, and in fact, couching it in terms of religiosity or cult-like behavior in terms of how modern medicine operates with Big Pharma at its back. And here we are, 2019. When did you, this is December 1st, again, they call it World AIDS Day, we call it World HIV Fraud Day, so many things I've called it over the years now. When did you write one of your seminal books about the HIV scam?
Well, let's see, the book was called AIDS Inc., and it was 1988.
Wow.
I had already written a couple of articles for local papers, I believe, in Los Angeles. At that time, there was still a bit of openness about conversation and different points of view. The door was closing pretty fast about the time that my book came out. But that's when I did write it, and it was really my first foray into a big subject. I was contacted by a small publisher who said that he wanted a book that would take a new look at the whole science around AIDS, and I said, okay, let's do it, not quite realizing the scope of what I would discover when I wrote the book, which took, I don't know what it was anymore, maybe 8 months or so of intense work, day and night. And that's when I really got my first education in science and fraud and the efforts of officialdom to cut out divergent opinions and to pretend knowledge that didn't exist, and to sideline certain people who had divergent points of view. It was a wonderful intense period of time for me because in some strange way it seemed like all of this was waiting in my mind to be written out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mean that the entire book word for word, but the material in general about science and fraud and official reality and so forth, it was as if it was waiting. And so when I pulled the trigger, the flood began, and things fell into place very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I really got into vaccines and saw what they were like and so on and so forth. So it was...
So, John, could I ask, I mean, you know, of all the things we've talked about, and obviously we've covered this topic, you and I didn't go back like I asked you today about that book in particular and how that started, because you've written so extensively on so many aspects of scientific fraud, if we can call it that, over the years. Am I now to understand that this book, Age Inc., was the one that kind of was the first really major string that you began to pull and see how it played out in almost all aspects of pharmaceutical, what I'd call at this point, pseudoscience?
Oh, yeah. It was, indeed. It was exactly like that, pulling at a string, and then I began to see different areas that popped up that were relevant. It was like working on three or four fronts at once, sometimes more, because information was coming into me. I was interviewing people. And here's another interesting little facet. At that time, I mean, I had no particular reputation. I was 6 years into a career as an alternative reporter, you might say, writing articles here and there and having them published. But I could call up the National Institutes of Health, the CDC in particular, Harvard, UCLA, and other places like this. And I could get to talk to people, all by saying I was writing a book on AIDS.
Yeah, that was before they were suspicious of anybody that didn't have the viewpoint that became the ultimate official story that could not be questioned, could not be funded or anything. And, you know, we've talked about and had on this program on this very day in previous years, Peter Duisberg, Professor Duisberg, who you uncovered, of course, the golden child, they used to call him in terms of his youngest membership in the National Academy of Sciences, was never turned down for a grant on anything that he proposed, had tenure at UC Berkeley, still there. Yet when he came out with his perspective on the cause of the immune deficiency issue called AIDS, and he didn't fall in line with the HIV causation hypothesis, if we can even call it that, then suddenly all of his funding dried up. He wouldn't get another grant proposal approved, and I don't think he has since then.
Exactly. So as I said, the door was closing, but there was still some sense of back and forth. In particular, there was a guy at the Centers for Disease Control who was, you know, their public communications guy that I would call every so often and ask questions to, and he would relay them to researchers who would answer them for me. And it was pretty obvious from the questions that I was asking that my viewpoint was divergent, to say the least. And yet, he never got nasty with me. He forwarded my questions. He got back to me with answers. I must have talked to him half a dozen times. And, you know, there was still that atmosphere at the time. But very soon after that, the whole show closed down.
Now, what we're talking about, folks, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show or new to John Rappaport, was what was uncovered in Age Incorporated was salacious doesn't even begin to describe how they basically created a fiction and emboldened that fiction with repetition, with money, and all kinds of things that made an artificial construct become a reality for the majority of people around the world through the power of belief. Having people believe a lie, if you repeat it long enough, frequently enough, maybe say it loud enough, that it becomes a fact, a perception that it's a fact, and that anybody that questions it now became ostracized. For those in a contemporary setting, know more about Andrew Wakefield, how his last name became a verb. He was Wakefielded now. They warn other doctors, don't raise your head, ask questions about vaccines. You could end up like Andy Wakefield. They did that to Duisberg, much like was done to Ignaz Semmelweis centuries earlier. And so this pattern repeats itself. And what are we saying here? Not that there isn't an immune deficiency or immune collapse and people are vulnerable and sick, but that the cause was never properly identified or verified or validated.
Exactly. So they were saying, excuse me, they were saying at the time, we know that HIV, this virus, causes AIDS. And so I began to pick away at that. And, of course, I had help. Duisberg was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Ortleb, who was publishing a small newspaper in New York City, was another.
Hold on, stand by. We're up against a break here. John Rappaport, my guest, NoMoreFakeNews.com on World AIDS Fraud Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk about his latest article as well about how the fraudulent science becomes science. And well, there's a whole lot more to talk about today. We'll be right back.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, it's all well and good to believe in freedom, but if your behavior leads to slavery, how genuine is that love? What are you doing, soap opera here? How deep is your love?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
The diagnosis in this case that I'm talking about, underlying all of this talk of disease, vaccines, immune system, drugs, supplements, the diagnosis is a freedom or love deficiency disease, vitamin L. Because when love is deficient, what is usually the culprit? The free radical known as fear. Now, why would lovers of freedom not live free? Fear! You always hear this as an issue. I'm afraid to live free. I'm afraid to stop asking for permission. Is there a drug to reduce or eliminate fear? If you said, well, yeah, an SSRI drug, that'll get rid of my fear. Or even alcohol, I go out and drink it. You're confusing fear with inhibition, because they are not the same thing. Inhibition, like you're inhibited to do something, is merely a symptom. Fear is the underlying cause.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in all the show notes there, as well as links to NoMoreFakeNews.com. I hope y'all are getting the newsletter from John Rappaport, my good friend. His latest article, Monsanto, Science and Fraud Are the Same Thing. We could say that about AIDS, or just about almost anything now in terms of name the disease. Is it really a disease, or is it evidence of a drug deficiency? They found a drug for it, and then they said, oh, this is the golden goose. Let's promote it. This is a lot of what John Rappaport's been writing about for years. I've been reporting on as a radio host now for over 20 years, and so we love to get together to talk about it. You mentioned Duesberg, a few others that helped you in your investigation of the book in 1988, AIDS Incorporated. And this opened up a lot of people's eyes, and many people over the years that I've talked to said that that book was really the shocker that said, oh my gosh, there's the scientific emperor really wears no clothes.
Yes, in retrospect, I didn't realize it, but I was putting forward a kind of journalism which was the authoritative official version of something is false or unproven, and I'm going to show you why that's so. And I'm not saying that nobody ever did this before, but
yeah,
this was book length. It had many citations and studies and so forth showing contradictions even among mainstream researchers on many different levels. And it was a studied approach, I guess you could say, to the whole issue of, well, they say that this virus causes this condition, so how do you prove that a germ causes a disease anyway? This was a question that eventually knocked me on the side of the head. And my answer was, I have no idea. How do you? And so I began to look into that, and there were various opinions and stances about that very question. You would think that would have been settled long ago, but it wasn't. And so when people in the official science business said, we know that HIV causes AIDS, many of them really had no idea what the word cause meant or how you would provide evidence for that. And so I began to look at that. Well, you know, what are the criteria? There must be criteria.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? And so I found several different sets of criteria and some really ridiculous ones. If a majority of mainstream researchers believe that X is true, then it is. to shave it down, that was really one version of how you prove A causes B.
Was that, I don't recall that being part of the scientific method that I learned about even in high school.
Yeah, that pulled me up very short, indeed. Mm-hmm. In fact, I even wrote something to an old philosophy professor of mine who taught logic and brought this up and never got an answer. I think it was a little bit too hot a subject for him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you would think this was all settled, but it isn't. And once I opened that can of worms, then many things began to crawl out. And I could say with proof that they had never proved that HIV caused AIDS. It was completely unproven.
And still to this day.
By any rational standard.
Yeah, and still to this day. It hasn't changed. And, you know, John,
nothing has changed.
This used to be the most controversial topic I covered on radio when we did our shows together on this subject, or I had Duesberg on or others in this realm. And now it's met with almost the shrug of the shoulders. You know, like, it's gone, it's passé, it's whatever. Now the big controversy that they have to censor us over is the vaccine issue. And you and I did the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, the seminar they don't want you to hear, about 10 years ago now. And we were well ahead of the curve now. There's a lot of people coming onto this. But boy, I have never seen such desperation, even beyond the attacks we all received, you know, simply saying, hey, where's the proof that HIV causes AIDS? They weren't happy when we did that, but they never had the ability or attempted really total censorship like we're seeing on the vaccine issue.
That's right. Because the vaccine issue goes to the whole basis, really, of medical treatment, modern medical treatment.
Hold that thought. We're up against another break. John Rappaport, we're nailing it today, my brother. We're going to be back with more powerful healing. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see all the links there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New Orleans police say 11 people were shot this morning in the city's famed French Quarter. Two of the victims are in critical condition at this time. There is no further information on their conditions. No arrests have been made at this time. Police say the motive is still unclear. The shooting took place on a busy commercial block of Canal Street and near many hotels. Police said the investigation is ongoing. Thousands of people took to Hong Kong streets this morning in a new wave of pro-democracy protests, but police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a rare pause in the violence that has persisted during the last 6 months. The rally followed two other marches as protesters sought to keep the pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after the recent win by the pro-democracy camp in the district councils and the gaining of U.S. support for their cause. Police estimated that over 60,000 people attended the rally. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, John, you had just mentioned going to break about how the vaccine issue was going kind of the heart of everything. It's like, you know, I've asked the question, and this is not me asking. A lot of people said, if you want to know who's in charge and what's really important, find out who or what or who and what you cannot criticize. And even though they were mad at us for criticizing the whole perspective that HIV was the cause of AIDS, we never denied that people weren't dying of something or that immune deficiency wasn't real. It was about the cause.
the vaccine issue. They don't want anybody questioning anything about it. I mean, the science is so shoddy. And beyond your article about Monsanto and science fraud, it's the same thing. Explain what you mean by the vaccine issue gets to the heart of everything.
Well, for example, here's one way it gets to the heart of everything. The statement is vaccines induce or create immunity. Well, what does the word induce or create mean in this context or cause?
Mm-hmm.
You say vaccines cause immunity to disease. Well, what does that really mean? What's happening in the body? What's going on? What's the story? What's the scenario? Draw me a diagram on how this happens. And once you begin to dig down into that and get the explanation about antibodies, marking the germs or the viruses and the rest of the immune system gathering troops to destroy those germs and so on and so forth, the whole thing begins to look very strange. For example, this is supposed to be a rehearsal. The vaccine gives the body the ability to rehearse what will happen or could happen if the actual disease comes along later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the rehearsal is working, why did you need it in the first place? In other words,
yes.
When the actual disease comes along, if the immune system was in such good shape that it responded well to the vaccine, why did you need the vaccine in the first place? That's one of the first questions you really can start asking, and that can lead to many branches of investigation.
Yes.
Because it's an obvious question. The vaccine is not really doing anything. It's just stimulating a rehearsal for the real thing. Well, why do you need rehearsal? And then we come against the whole idea of germ theory,
yeah,
which is there's a germ loose in the community. Let's call it a virus. Why are some people getting sick and others not getting sick? Let's explore that question, because the medical people would have you believe that everybody's at risk. That's not true. In fact, the majority of people inevitably are not at risk. They don't get sick. Well, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that many of those people were never vaccinated? And how come they remain healthy? And then you start asking, well, what is health anyway? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So as you begin to explore these questions, all of the totems and the holier-than-thou shrines of modern medicine begin to melt away. You begin to see that there are many non-medical things that we start talking about, such as good nutrition and obviously and exercise and the frame of mind and so forth. All of these things produce health, and then you begin to look historically at the record as to how diseases were wiped out historically,
right,
or taken to very low levels, and you find that medicine and cures of the medical community had almost nothing to do with it.
Well, we look at
it was all about sanitation and
right.
nutrition.
And that it broadens our view from a germ theory worldview, which is a fear-based collectivist perspective, to a law of the terrain scenario, something we've been talking about on this show for years and years and years, recognizing some of the true geniuses in history and medicine, like Antoine Béchamp, largely ignored in Western medicine, where Pasteur, who knew the emperor, which goes to the heart of it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that's been throughout history the case. So a lot of the wrong-headed notions that became industry standards, like you said, consensus science. If the so-called experts, a bunch of them take a vote and it's a majority vote, they agree on something, then that becomes the reality. And you know, case in point, how they marketed AIDS as caused by a retrovirus that before were failed experiments. They were looking to look at what causes cancer. Could we find viral causes for cancer? And they were failing right, left, and center. And then they repurposed the whole retrovirus investigation, which is where Duisberg had his expertise. You know, he was the golden child in that realm, and he said this doesn't make sense. But again, consensus science, voting democratically elected viruses that are going to kill us all. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
That's right. That's exactly what we're dealing with. And so then you begin to see that the experts, so-called experts, and media news people and so on, how much power they actually wield, because they shortcut everything when they're talking to the public and they just say, well, this is the way it is. We know this, we know that. And people say, well, they must know, because how could I know, since I don't have that kind of background? But one of the biggest lessons that I learned in writing the book on AIDS way back then was, well, I didn't have any degrees in science. I wasn't an MD doctor. But I did understand logic, and I had studied it. And so I could take a piece of information, and I could say, well, they're saying this. But now over here, they're saying that. Do you see how those two things are in contradiction to each other? How can that be? And then I can say, well, over here they say, here are the standards, and over here they're violating their own standards all the time. Here's chapter and verse. So how can we believe them there either? And bit by bit, step by step, you build a case, and you say, this is insanity that we're being programmed with by major media stars and so-called experts that they bring on to bolster their point of view, which is the official point of view, which is fraud.
Well, it's amazing how the thing that is not taught in schools today is the key to unraveling most of this. And you talk about logic, and you actually have taught and still are teaching courses in logic. People can access the things that you do at No More Fake News to learn about how to think again, not what to think, but how to think. I mean, that's the lost art in our school systems, our public school systems, or I call them government indoctrination centers. And I think there are those that are well researched in this realm, much more so than I, including a guy named Alex Newman. I met recently at the Red Pill Expo that G. Edward Griffin invited me to go to and speak at. And you talk about the design of collectivist education. The whole government or public school system was set up to stop people from using critical thinking skills to just be part of a herd.
Yeah, that's really tragic when that happens, because if you had, let's say, 2,000 or 3,000 people who really had independent minds and who understood logic and who could look at a subject and investigate it down to the core and expose what's really going on, and you had many, many more who could understand that when they read about it, we would have a different society today. It would be completely different. So the powers that be certainly needed to take an axe to the educational system in order to undermine it and destroy it, so that you have people who are clueless, and I really mean clueless, coming out of high schools and colleges and advanced degree programs and so forth. They really don't have a clue about the fundamental ideas of investigation and logic and rational thought. They just don't.
Would that include modern journalists, or is that a silly question?
Nah. There's so many times when I've taken a news story and reported on it, a mainstream story, and said, I want to show you how ridiculous this is. And then I give the story, and here's what they're reporting. And now here's the next obvious question that the reporter should ask. I mean, it's begging, it's screaming to be asked, and it isn't.
Right.
Never, ever. And, yes, some of that is because the editors don't want you to read that question or the answer, but in some cases, many cases, it's actually the reporter who's just too dumb to see that there's another question there and a deeper place to go. So you bet, it does apply most definitely to mainstream reporters, no question about it.
Yeah. So all of the work preceding this latest article, just a few days ago, this came out before the holidays here, titled Monsanto, Science and Fraud Are the Same Thing. This is not like a new thing. It may be unique and new specific to Monsanto and government regulators, but it's seemingly a playbook that plays out over and over and over again when it comes to multinational corporations or global elites or powers that be scenarios where they want to control and own everything, including the people that are supposedly their customers.
Indeed. One of the basic things that I pointed out in that article had to do with how genetically modified food crops got into the American and then the global food supply, got into the farmland, got into the you know, soy and so on and so on. How did this happen? And the short version is, well, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is responsible for making decisions about what is safe and allowable for the public. I mean, that's their job, is to say, well, they modified the genes of this particular crop here, so we have to figure out whether this is okay to eat. Is it safe? And, of course, you look back, and what you see is this is how it happened. The prominent person at Monsanto said, it's not our business to decide whether our product is safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to sell as much of it as we can.
Yes.
The agency that decides whether it's safe is the FDA. And then I quoted that, and then I quoted a statement from the FDA at the time in the early 90s, which said, it's not our job in this case to decide whether genetically modified crops are safe. It's up to the corporation who makes these products to decide.
All right. With that, take a moment. Don't drink the GMO Kool-Aid. We're coming right back with John Rappaport, RobertScottBell.com. Thank you all for being here. Happy holidays as we head to December right now. We'll be back after this to wrap it up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you listening live to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We bring our broadcast week to a start right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Onwards Monday through Friday through naturalnewsradio.com and many other outlets. RobertScottBell.com has all of them, video and audio. John Rappaport, my friend, has been with me for years, and we talked today starting about the book AIDS Inc., which really got this whole thing started. And now you begin to apply this logic that John unravels in any aspect of your life. You're going to be empowered and better off for it. Just a quick note to say thank you to all of our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. There are a lot of Black Friday through the weekend sales going on through today. If you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll see them. They'll be linked in the notes. There are banners. Just click them. Take advantage of all the great things, including our friends Ty and Charlene Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer, and Better Way Health and their beta-glucan. Best deals of the year. No, just go for it. Get it. Now, let's wrap it up with John Rappaport here. Talk about GMOs are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. Whatever that means anymore, it's a mantra. It's causing people to just basically shut down whatever critical thinking they were doing prior to that. They hear those words, safe and effective, and they immediately shut down and go into a hypnotic-like trance sleep state.
Yes, because it's repeated so many times. And it's so much easier to accept that rather than to start asking questions such as, well, why do you say it's safe? On what basis? Let's see the evidence. Let's see the proof. Oh, I don't have time for that. I wouldn't understand it anyway. Blah, 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 blah. So who do I believe becomes the question. Well, I've got this guy who does the news every night, and I've got the experts that come on, and so I guess I'll go with them. And that's, you know, that's modern society for you. And it's quite a tragedy when you look at the effects and the results. And that's what should be being taught in schools. It should be being taught in journalism schools.
Mm-hmm.
It should be being taught in elementary and high school and colleges and so forth. In other words, equipping people to be able to go out there on their own and have the adventure of exploring something that's very important to them and drilling down and finding the actual answers as opposed to what officials tell them.
Right. Well, it asks that we have to, again, actively engage in, I would call it co-creating our life. You have written extensively as well and taught extensively on one of the greatest gifts that we've been given by that which created us all, and that is imagination. And our ability to see beyond the constructs of those who would want to refine or confine us to a limited state of reality, which they do all the time, whether it be through vaccines or other things like this. Medicine being a real way of limiting consciousness, limiting imagination by intoxicating our very bodies that would normally have a direct connection to that source of imagination that are somehow clouded by the poisoning of the body, if not outright, but subtly over time, enough that it makes people more malleable and controllable in addition to the mantras from the mainstream authoritarian news cycles.
Yes, absolutely. All you have to do is to compare your thinking and state of mind when you are eating well as opposed to eating badly, and you'll notice there's a tremendous difference there in your ability to think clearly. So there's no question about that. And this subject that we're talking about here today just branches out into so many different areas, but it's vital for people to realize that beneath these statements of assurance, like safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, there's a world of investigation that has not been done to uncover the truth. And sometimes, in fact, quite often, the truth is official agencies and corporations are working together to rubber stamp very dangerous things as safe and effective, and they just figure out a way to do that that they think will fool everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, it's become so commonplace to just live life unconsciously that when you do wake up and start seeing these things, if you survive the shock, the others that haven't woken up yet look at you as a crazy person or even the enemy. So I would ask that folks, do your homework, your research, and I think now is a time that we need to speak out, but also be judicious in that. We don't want to create any more problems than there already are, but I would encourage you to do more homework, sign up for the newsletters, the updates at nomorefakenews.com and right here at robertscottbell.com. John Rappaport, my friend, what an amazing hour with you. I'm so grateful for you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Robert, and happy holidays to you and your family.
All right, lots more healing to go. We're out of time for this hour, but stick around. There's more. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.